Christ Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Griff is on sabbatical. I'm Lee Maribel, along with our guest co-host, social media manager, Audrey Tracy. This segment is brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. Ready or not, we're teetering on the brink of Q4 2016. And here now to help us get ready for the most profitable one-fourth of the year for many people is Victoria Smith. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller auction-girl-vintage. Victoria, welcome. How is Q4 different from the rest of the year?
Hi, Lee and Audrey. It's good to be here. I think the real way that Q4 is different for most of us and that all of us hope for is that it's going to be crazy busy. And that means you really have to be prepared ahead of time. And, of course, traditionally, it's the best quarter of the year for retail sales. And it's when people, you know, retailers make their profit in Q4. And the thing that I find that's really useful in Q4 is that people have a mindset they're in the mood to shop. They've budgeted for it. They've already paid for summer vacation and, you know, whatever else. And so they're just waiting on us to see what we have available.
So, Victoria, do small sellers really sell more during the Q4? Or is it really just the big guys?
You know, small sellers, because I'm not a big guy. I'm not China and I don't have IBM. But I've had some really amazing months in Q4 over the last 16, 18 years. I did $13,000 in 1 week, the first year I was a power seller. And I was like, hey, this is what I want to be doing. So, yeah, any regular seller can certainly take advantage of the increased sales, but you just have to be prepared.
So, Audrey, I don't know if you know Victoria. She has 3,880 feedback. 100% positive.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks for selling on eBay.
No kidding. And her pictures are beautiful, and I need to talk to her. I got so much china to sell, and I don't know how to pack it at all. I'm afraid somebody's going to buy it if I put it up there. Have you ever felt that way? I put this thing up there, somebody's going to buy it, and then I got to ship it. So I'm going to have to learn how to ship china and stuff because I got lots of it.
Well, you've got me and Lynn Drowley today, so I think you're in good shape.
Do you know, those are two names that I just wrote down. I wrote Lynn down also. I need to learn how to do this. Is Q4 really all about Christmas? I mean, what are people shopping for between now and the end of the year?
Oh, this makes me laugh because I actually thought I'd better be prepared today, and I sat down to make a little list, and my little list is extensive. Q4 is definitely not all about Christmas, and it's for a couple of reasons. Christmas is a religious/secular holiday, so a lot of people celebrate it, but even the people who used to celebrate it or who would like to be having a big family thing, not everybody does, and I find that Christmas Day itself and other holidays are always good sales days for me. But, you know, here's what we're looking at in Q4. We've got back-to-school time and Canadian and American Thanksgiving, Halloween, which is huge, college homecoming, something else that's huge. We have an election coming up. Then we have our November weekend with Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, there's Cyber Monday, and what's the new one? Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And there's Hanukkah and New Year's and Kwanzaa. And so that's just the holiday part. And what I want to tell you guys about a little bit, what I want to tell you about a little bit is the gift-giving occasions that people tend to overlook and the other things that go on between now and the end of the year that cause people to buy, so that people who don't sell Christmas items understand that there's a lot going on.
People want dresses for special events during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Purses, shoes.
And they also, we've got birthdays, we've got engagements and weddings and anniversaries and bridal showers and baby showers and office parties. And we also have graduations at this time of the year. We have teacher gifts, tons of sports and travel with all the things that you need for those. And people tend to think about, oh, gosh, I have to get winter clothes listed. It's always summer somewhere. And there's always somebody going out in the sun in a swimsuit. So those kinds of things are also good at this time of year.
That's great. That's a lot of different opportunities to sell. That, you know, thinking about all the events and all the things you just mentioned. That's a ton of opportunity there. Do you recommend that sellers change their product line to maximize sales in Q4?
I don't, personally. I change my own up a little bit, but only because I do tend to sell collectible toys and the real hot toys, you know, like, remember Tickle Me Elmo?
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of things, I will, if I can source them, I sell them. But other than that, I try to stay with my regular product line because there are always buyers looking for what someone has to sell.
So I feel like this was written for me. Many sellers have a backlog of unlisted inventory, which can be overwhelming.
Guilty as charged.
How about you, Victoria?
The leading question. I'm kind of famous for having an 18,000 square foot warehouse, and it is absolutely packed, floor to ceiling, with unlisted inventory. And I also have two storage units and a big mess at home as well.
Please tell me you have somebody helping you.
I do, off and on. I have had full-time assistants in the past. I've had my oldest son, who's 30 now, has been shipping for me since he was 12. But I don't have anybody helping me list right now. I had taken some time off, and I'm back enough, but not enough to really have a full-time person there yet.
Ah,
got it. So how do you decide what to list first? What categories are you focusing on in Q4?
Hey, that's kind of tricky, because I have at least two of everything. So so what I'm actually going to do this quarter, and it started this summer getting ready to go to eBay in Las Vegas, I was sitting there, and I'd taken off 6 or 8 months, pretty much, just barely keeping my top-rated seller alive. And so I went, I can't show up at eBay Open with only 46 listings. And so I had to get a couple hundred listings up really fast. So what I did was I grabbed flatware and dinnerware because they're so quick and easy to list. And you can generate a lot of listings from one item without a lot of work.
Are you using, in other words, sell similar?
Sell similar, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I love the just sell your item form. It's so much easier than working with an outside for me. I've tried all the other companies and their forms, and it's all too complex. I just like sell similar.
That's
so
great.
You have 282 items up there right now.
I do. And I think I put up 20 or 30 of them day before yesterday. So
how many do you list every day?
I do now. I'm just getting back into it. But I have a listing goal of 20 to 30 listings per day right now that started at the beginning of this month, and I'm starting to hit it, which is good. But you also have to replace the items that sell each day.
So do you have any other tips for getting your Q4 items listed?
I do. I really believe in organization. And because of that, and I'd love to say I'm very organized, and I am in some ways, but I thrive on mess. However, I think that people are just creatures of habit, so having a routine makes it easier. And having more listings, of course, equals more sales. So I think you really have to have a set listing goal and schedule your work time, for starters.
Do you do that?
I do. I get up at 6, I water my garden for 2 or 3 hours and putter, and then I'm here at the computer until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, listing, researching, editing photos.
So you'll be doing that. You'll be doing that this afternoon, or have you done that?
I'll be doing more of it this afternoon.
Okay.
No shipping today, sadly.
See, that's what we have to do, Audrey. We have to make time and stick to it.
Yeah, no, believe me. I try to carve out, on the weekends, I try to carve out a couple hours where I just sit down and focus on eBay. And it's easy to get distracted.
Oh, very, especially.
Now, Audrey, do you focus on, sell similar and do groups of things?
Not really, because I sell out of my closet, basically. I'm a very, what we call a casual seller here.
Yeah.
I don't do a whole lot of sell similars. But I do, unfortunately, I'm kind of creating a listing from scratch each time.
Well, see, you could do a sell similar from a sweater.
Yeah.
For that sweater that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
You could go find one that's sort of like it.
Yeah.
And do a sell similar.
So right now I'm prioritizing all of my winter stuff. I'm pulling out all my sweaters, my long pants, my, unfortunately my items are not terribly great for Q4 because it's used clothing and folks tend to focus on new items for gifts. But I've got plenty of great clothes if anybody wants to buy something for themselves. Cheap plug.
So, and you're right. little, right? You wear small, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Sizes 12 to 16 in my store.
Okay. We'll take a look. So, Victoria, do you have a goal for listing? Do you want a certain amount of items up, or do you just list a certain amount a day?
Well, I'm actually heading back up to having a certain amount of items up. At one point, I had more than 3,000 listings. And
that
then things started to slip through the cracks. I was ill for a little while, and all my listings expired. And so I'm now getting them all back up, and it's going to make a difference.
Okay, well, we need to either have you or Lynn. As a matter of fact, I think we're having Lynn on today, aren't we?
Yeah, Lynn's
next. Yeah, I saw that.
We're having Lynn on today, but it's not about how to pack. I'm going to sneak it in.
Going off script.
I all the time. Are you kidding?
Lynn
this
has
is,
a
this is the griff
video
show.
That's excellent.
We're supposed to griff, you know. Well, Victoria, we want to thank you very much for joining us today. It was very nice of you to take time out of your busy listing schedule.
Thank you.
And we'd love to have you back on again, of course. We'd love to have you on.
That would be terrific. I have all these notes that I never got to. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we'll have you on again. But
terrific.
This gives
like
me
that.
A wonderful opportunity to mention anybody want to be on the show, click on submit to be the guest on the website. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. This segment was brought to you by DOBA Product Sourcing Simplified. Up next, eBay Anchor Stores. This is eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at CrazyLister.com.